Man, oh man, that band is such a badass. Both of them. Both of them. And everyone just break out into spontaneous air guitar, just put on some Kills. I do love that band. It's The Kills, Heart of a Dog, second single off the duo's fifth studio album. It's called Ash and Ice, and that was released back in June of 2016. Up out of that, London Plane, Bright Black. It's a great single and title track off the New York City-based band's latest album. It was released this past June via Declared Goods, and it is stellar. Up ahead of that, you heard Slow Dive, Star Roving, first single off the band's self-titled fourth studio album. That was released back in May of 2017 via Dead Oceans. It was their first studio album in over 22 years. Yes, waited a long time, but it was well worth it. And in case you were wondering, hey, where did the band Slow Dive get their name from? Well, my friends, I can tell you. Up into that, kicking off the set, Susie and the Banshees with their great track. Are you ready for it? It's called Slow Dive. That's right. Lead single off legendary goth band's fifth studio album, A Kiss in the Dream House. That was released November of 1982 on Polydor Records. Little goth and shoegaze action right there. Nothing better. It is top of the hour here, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, free from radio, serving all Boston, all of the world. WMFO.org. There's a lot of construction here in this area, so you might be able to hear the constant backing up of things behind me. Maybe you can't. Who knows? But I can hear it. Hope you are enjoying your morning or your day, whenever you are listening. I hope you are enjoying it at that moment. This coming Wednesday, it's the Boston Music Awards, where all of Boston and all the area celebrates the vast amount of amazing music, musicians, bands that are from this area. It is just cornucopia of amazingness here, music-wise, and we are so lucky. And the Boston Music Awards celebrates that every December, and a lot of great musicians and bands are nominated, as they always are, and I'm going to highlight a few of them here and wish them all well. I wish they could all win. They're all winners in my book. I'm going to kick it off with friends of the Music Savage Show, the Devil's Twins. They have a third full-length album coming out. It's called Horns. It's out next February, February 25th, as a matter of fact. And these guys are the best. They are nominated for Rock Artist of the Year, and I'm going to play you the second single here. It's fantastic. It's called If I Was a Ghost from the Devil's Twins, the Boston Music Awards set, Music Savage Show.
Please. time I wish that I could read your mind, and I worry if that's right. And I can't help it if I worry, no. And I can't help it if I care. I know that there is not a hurry with this love, and that's just what makes me scared. So what do we tell ourselves now that we've found the flame? Let's not open ourselves up to another strand of pain. Yeah. I knew that the timing wasn't the right one, but a shame.
Heavy words. Oh. On this world, I try to get around. There's something I have found. On this great big world, there was enough. I've tried to get around. There's something I have found. On the nights when I love all my exploring friends, water to my lips, something real. To my lips.
That's the Boston Music Awards set. Boston Music Awards taking place next week, celebrating the music of New England. And that set also goes out to my very dear friend, Michael Panico. It is his birthday today. And if there was a bigger music lover than me, I would always point right at Panico. He works, he's a music promoter over at, and booker at Askew in Providence. And he's booked pretty much all the bands you just heard on that set at Askew and various other venues around New England. And he just loves cultivating that music scene. And again, he knows all of these bands. He's a great guy. And today's his birthday. Happy birthday to you, buddy. And thank you for all that you do for the music scene here in New England. And gonna tell you about what we just played. Cody Nilsson right there. Sweetheart of the Hurting Kind, lead track released off the Providence-based musician's terrific debut album. It's called Living is Killing. Cody Nilsson released this past September 9th, which was my birthday. It was a nice birthday present. Thanks, Cody. He's nominated for Session Musician of the Year at the Boston Music Awards. Allie McGurk up into that with Ex-Boyfriends, fantastic single and lead track off of her new album, Till It's Gone, co-produced by the great Jonah Tolchin. It was released this past September via Signature Sounds. It's her debut album for the label, and she's nominated for a few categories, including Vocalist of the Year, Alyssa Amador with Timing. Alyssa calls Cambridge home. Hey, so do I. The single is off of her wonderful 2021 EP, Narratives, and the talented local musician won NPR's 2022 Tiny Desk Concert this past May, and she's nominated for Folk Artist of the Year. Senseless Optimism, Nothing to Me. It's off the Massachusetts musician's brand new EP, It Gets Better, released back in July, and it is just so awesome. And kicking off the Boston Music Awards, Say With the Devil's Twins, If I Was a Ghost, second single off their upcoming third full-length album. It's called Horns, out February 25th. They are nominated for Rock Artist of the Year. Good luck to all of you and to everyone nominated. You guys are all great, and thank you all for your music. Let's get back into the music, shall we? It is the bands and musicians on tour and in the Boston area set these next couple of days, and kicking it off with, it's a great New England band, Ballroom Thieves. They are going to be here tomorrow, Saturday, December 10th, at the Sinclair for a home area show, and I'm very excited about that because I'm going to be there and hope you are as well. Here's the Ballroom Thieves with Shadow from their brand new album, Clouds.
Me died, so the songs crawling around me, hiding in the light of day. I don't know how it found me, but it knows me in a wicked way.
Yeah! Would I ever have to buy more weed when I'm low? That's a no. You walk over, probably bitching that it's so follow its minutes and there's no guys. There's none around for ya. If you live right down the street, would I ever get my beauty sleep while you're crying? Probably no. If you lift a couple over, you'd be by the screamies, all the things that I like. And none of his on me, Vicky. It'll need to be alright now. Your setting sun won't fall right where you think, don't think. Yeah, Vicky, you always keep me round, but I think, God, you don't live next door to me.
I am, 'cause I'm leaving.
is a dance jam right there. Man, I trust the name of that band, Tail Whip. Man, I trust a fantastic trio from Montreal. The track appears on their 2019 double album, Uncle Jazz, and they're at Roadrunner this coming Wednesday, December 14th. Peach Pit up ahead of that with Vicky, third single off the Vancouver band's third album. It's called From 2 to 3, released back in February in Columbia Records. They're at the House of Blues Monday, December 12th. Deer Tick up into that with Jumpstarting, favorite of mine off the band's 2017 double album, Deer Tick Volume 1 and 2. This song appears on the Rocking album, Volume 2, and Volume 1 is the more acoustic album. They're at the Sinclair Monday, December 12th, celebrating the Sinclair's 10-year anniversary. It's one of the greatest venues around. I love it, not only because I live down the street from it and I can walk there, but it's just such an wonderful, intimate, well put together venue. Bowery, Boston did a great job with that one. So excited that they're there, and happy birthday to Sinclair and Deer Tick. It's sold out, but you know what I always say, if there's a will, there's a way. The Budos band up into that with Long in the Tooth, title track and lead single off the New York City band's sixth studio album. It's released October 2020 on Daptone Records, and they're at Brighton Music Hall Sunday, December 11th. That's this Sunday. And the Ballroom Thieves kicking off the bands and musicians on tour in the Boston area, set with Shadow, one of the many great singles released off of the band's brand new album. It's called Clouds, released this past July on Network. They're at the Sinclair tomorrow, Saturday, December 10th. I had to look and make sure, yes, it is still December. Go out and see some live music. There's so much to choose from. We're very lucky to have all these bands back on tour. So go out and support them and buy their merch and things. It's the Hot Take set. I can't believe it. I say it every week. It sneaks up on me because I'm having a good time here. And then all of a sudden, bam, it's Hot Takes time. Hot Takes every 4 p.m. Boston time over on MusicSavage.com. It's a collection of songs and videos sent to us throughout the week, and they are our favorites, and we want them to be your favorites as well. And you get a sneak peek right here in the show. Let's kick it off with a friend of Music Savage, Stephen Chopek. He has a brand new single just released this week on Declared Goods. It's called Don't Go, Stay Home, and it's a Hot Take Music Savage show.
Window, all we need to see. Think fast. In the short time it takes to listen to this message, a small flame can turn into a big fire. Several minutes more, and thick, poisonous smoke may have filled your lungs and reduced your ability to respond. Give it 5, and your entire home may be filled with flames.
Keep breathing. We've got you.
Don't let your world go up in smoke. Have working smoke alarms and keep heaters 3 feet away from anything that can burn. Learn more at usfa.fema.gov, because fire is everyone's fight.
Thank you.
Gorillaz song is, that is something else. I love it. It's the Hot Take Set, Gorillaz brand new single. It's called Skinny Ape. And you're going to be going skinny little ape all day long. It's off their upcoming album, Cracker Island. It's out February 24th on Parlophone. I do love Gorillaz. Up into that, Brianna Barbara, Nothing But Time, new single, new video out. It's a title track from the New York musician's sophomore album. It was released November 11th via Fuzz Club. It's one of my favorites of the year. Always With Many Mirrors, brand new single and video out this week as well from the Toronto band Stellar, third album. It's called Blue Rev, released this past October. Polyvinyl, another great one of the year. So much music out this year. It's been fantastic. And kicking off the set with Stephen Chopek, Don't Go, Stay Home. Fantastic new single from the Atlanta-based musician released this past Wednesday on Declared Goods. Man, I had a great time. I hope you did as well. Thanks for being out there. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, free from radio, serving all of Boston and all of the world. WMFO.org. Our Hot Takes post will be up at MusicSavage.com, 4 p.m. Boston time. You can follow us on the socials anywhere. Just type in Music Savage. And find us. I want you to be kind to yourself and be kind to others. It means a lot. Listen to lots of music. Music makes everything better. I want you to come back to me safe and sound next week for another Music Savage show. I'll be waiting for you, anticipating that show. It's going to be a good one. We're going to be talking about our favorite albums and songs of the year with a very special guest. Have a wonderful rest of your day and a fantastic weekend. And I'll see you right back here next week. It's Ryan D. signing off. See you later, my friends.